And Mark Cassie, nice enough to spend a little time with us here this morning. Mark, it's Derby season, so great to catch up, my friend.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, good morning. Happy to have you on board. And, you know, that call from John of War of Will, he ended it with strides out impressively. Let's start with that horse and go back to that day. Your thoughts on that performance?
First, I wanted to say I love John. He's the only guy he can call a race and tell you what he had for dinner in the race. he cracks me up. I love him. But anyways, you know, I was extremely impressed with him. We call him Wow, obviously because of his initials. But it wasn't even and a lot of people probably didn't see what was one of the most impressive things was Tyler got him kind of running at the eighth pole or 3/16 pole. And then after the race, he took off, which is what you're looking for, especially when you're thinking about trying to get a mile and a quarter in May. So, he's always kind of been really highly rated with us, and he gets an extra star after that performance.
That was a pretty representative field, too. There were some nice horses in that race. It wasn't just, an average grade three. I mean, it was a pretty good race, I thought, and he really made mincemeat.
I thought, I agreed. It was solid. A lot was said, and I think a lot was overlooked. I went into the race with about as much confidence as a trainer can have with knowing that so many things can happen. I thought his win at Churchill Downs when he broke his maiden was just so impressive. A lot was said that it was muddy, but they're sloppy. It wasn't. It was drying out. It was a fair racetrack. It wasn't like he was a horse that went to the lead and just threw back slop and drew off. He won really impressive, did it easy. Tyler geared him down in the last eighth of a mile. And unlike a lot of places where you run a race, there might be the only mile in the 16th that day or, mile race. Well, all she had to do was look at the Kentucky Jockey Club, which was an extremely solid field. I think the second and third Breeders' Cup finishers were in that race, and they ran 10/100ths of a second faster than he did, and they were in an all-out drive the entire way, and he was just galloping. So if you compared it that way, I thought that made him very solid. The other thing that people don't realize is with a little better trip, he could have won the Breeders' Cup Turf. I think he ran something like 65 feet farther than the winner, 90 feet farther than the second horse. So he's pretty talented on both surfaces.
Yeah, and that was as a maiden, Mark. Let's keep that in mind. Didn't break his maiden until that race at Churchill Downs, his first try on dirt. But you look at his two-year-old campaign, and you look at his pedigree, being by Warfront out of a Sadler's Wells mare, it makes sense that you start this horse on the grass. You ran him four times on the turf, including that Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf as a two-year-old, then bring him out to the dirt. Now he's a perfect two-for-two on the dirt. Did that surprise you in any way?
Well, first, I'm just going to say, we were playing kind of catch-up. You have to realize my brother, who did a tremendous job getting this horse, bought him in France, I think, in March. So we got him in New York, I want to say, maybe somewhere around May. So then I got him up to Saratoga, and I told Gary Barber it was the time we were going with Wonder Gadot, and she was getting ready for the Travers. I said, we have another Wonder Gadot. And I said, but I'm playing catch-up, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to send him to Woodbine and run him in a maiden race. He's not exactly ready to run, but he needs the experience. People don't realize, but experience over that turf course, it's so unique that it gives you a big, big advantage. So we ran him up there on the grass, and he ran good, but he disappointed me. a little bit, to be honest. I was like, well, I thought he would win, even though I probably, you know, we probably had him at 80%. So then we got him ready, and of course he ran in the summer stakes and got beat just the last part of it. So now I've kind of now I'm stuck. Now it's a little tough to go to the dirt, even though he is trained absolutely on a scale of the 1 to 10, a 10 on the dirt. But you know, how do you go from running second at grade one on the turf to going to dirt? Even though it was, if it had been up to Gary Barber, we might have ran in the juvenile. But you know, and I just kept saying to Gary, I said, I don't know. I think we got to run in the turf. So, were we surprised on his dirt performance? Not really. Even though his pedigree just screamed turf, turf, turf. The interesting part about him is I've trained a lot of war fronts, and I've trained a lot of horses out of Sadler, Wells, Mares. He looks nothing like any of the others. He's a big, tall, lanky horse with a lot of leg. So, anyways, he's a unique individual.
What are you planning moving forward?
Can you tell I'm excited about him?
Yeah.
Just a little.
What was it, Joe? Is it Joe that down at church, at the fairgrounds? I think Joe
Christofek?
He interviewed me after First Premio won, and he said, what about War of Will? I said, well, I'll have to beat him. And he was like, what? Because I don't usually, you know, I try to kind of, you know, I just know there's so many things that can go wrong. So I never take anything for granted, but that's just how much I believe in this horse.
Talking with trainer Mark Cassie here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, War of Will, or WOW, if you will, winning the LeCompte Stakes for Mark. He is on the Derby trail now and looking to give Mark a sixth starter in the Kentucky Derby and hopefully his first victory on the first Saturday in May. But Mark, a long way to go before we get to that point. What have you learned over the years from going down that road to the Kentucky Derby about getting a horse ready and getting a horse to peak on that particular day at Churchill Downs?
It's interesting because I feel like, of course, we haven't had a lot of success yet in the Kentucky Derby. Three or four of them we ran, you know, were you know, real outsiders. I still, till the day I die, will believe the Classic Empire was the best horse in the Kentucky Derby. He got wiped out. So I know you have to have a lot of luck. I think out of my six starters, three of them have been wiped out in the first 100 yards. So that's one thing. But I'm proud of the way, if you look going back, Derby week, if you listen to the clockers and everything, everybody's always said, you know, that our horses are doing well. So I'm proud of that. You know, whether they always had the best chances or whether they were good enough, you know, that was always a question. So what have I learned? I don't know. I treat the Derby one way, but I really don't treat it any way different than if I'm trying to prepare for something else. I like, and it's been well noted, I like to run. I like to get experience. I like to get my horses into, if possible, about a 4-week pattern. And if we can do that, I just think that's the best way. I think they're healthier, they're fitter. I prefer to run than, you know, train, train, train.
It keeps them interested too, right? I think these big layoffs, sometimes the horses get bored.
Well, and so much, you know, unless you have a Justify or a horse like that, especially in the Kentucky Derby, you've got to have a lot of experience. And I agree with you. You know, they do get bored. And I don't know. I just find it to be, when I can get a horse in that type of pattern, it works for us. And so you'll see me doing that. You know, somebody said, after the race, are you going to running back in the Risen Star? And I said, well, of course. I'm, you know, as long as he's happy and healthy, we're not going to be given any long layoffs. We're going to do it. And, you know, even last week I ran, Shamrock Rose, and it was said to me about, oh, you're running her already. Well, yeah, I'm going to run her. I want to get her into some type of pattern. And the sooner I do that, the sooner then, you know, it sets us up for the year.
Mark, about 2 minutes until we have to get to our next commercial break here, edging toward the top of the hour here on the Equine Forum. Let's talk about the two horses that you have in the withers today. Opposite ends of the spectrum. You have Sir Winston, who you've saddled each and every start, and then you have Our Brain Trust, who you're saddling for the first time later today. Talk to me about those two.
Well, Sir Winston is an unknown. You know, he's kind of a tall, lanky horse that has had no speed earlier on. He's a homebred for Tracy Farmer, who we're extremely proud to be training for now. And really kind of, he was better than he looked on form early on. Just couldn't get his act together. As I often do, send horses to Toronto to try to get them winning and get their confidence up. And he's done that, and he's gotten better and better. But he still has to prove he can run on the dirt with this caliber of horse. So he goes in as a real mystery, to be honest with you. He could win, he could run last. We've done enough work with him on the dirt that he's ready to go. And then as far as Our Brain Trust goes, you know, I'm happy with him. I've had him with me in Ocala, but he's a horse I really know nothing about him. So this again is a bit of a mystery. His pedigree says that a mile and eighth may be a little too far, but we're going to give him a shot. And if it doesn't work, then we'll concentrate on other things. The sooner we find answers to these questions is the sooner we can get them headed in the direction they need to head. So a lot of times you see me doing things, it's for, you know, trying to figure out a path. And I'm kind of a strategizer. So I'm always strategizing, always trying to put the puzzle together. And hopefully we'll find out, you know, a couple pieces of the puzzle today.
He's as good as it gets. He's trainer Mark Cassie here on HRRN. Mark, really appreciate the visit this morning. Thanks for spending a little time with us. Good luck this afternoon, and good luck with WOW.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys.
All right. Take care.